Started just 2 years ago, the BBC's 50-50 project is showing remarkable progress in tackling the issue of women being underrepresented in media. The project aims to present an equal representation of women and men across BBC shows. Siri Chalazi is a gender and organizations researcher at the Women and Public Policy Program at the Harvard Kennedy School. She co-wrote an analysis of the 50-50 program and joins us live on the KCBS Spring Central Newsline. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. If you could start out by explaining why the 50-50 program was necessary.
Rebecca, it's great to be with you. So in the UK with the BBC, as around the world, women are dramatically underrepresented in media. And it matters because different topics get covered when you have females as journalists versus men. It's also important for us as consumers of news to see ourselves represented. And indeed, the BBC has found that with more diverse newscasters and more diverse characters in their news, audiences have noticed, and audiences actually appreciate having more diverse people telling the news. This is also critical to break down some of the stereotypes that are harmful in society. If we want to change what our view is of leadership and of politicians, it's important that we don't always only see white men in those positions.
Okay, so we're not just talking about women anchoring. We're talking about women who get interviewed as experts.
Precisely. Women who are interviewed as experts, eyewitnesses, and women who are directly involved in the stories of the day.
All right. So give us an idea of what types of, you know, how the BBC has gone about doing this.
That's the amazing thing about the 50-50 project is it's been shockingly simple. It started on one show by a male journalist called Roz Atkins, who has a daily, nightly, primetime news show on the BBC News Channel. And he realized that his show was significantly under-deploying female experts and contributors on the show, so he started counting them. At the end of every night, he would look over the show and count how many men and how many women appeared on the screen in that hour that he was hosting. And it took him and his show 4 months to get from 39% female contributors on air to 50. And once they had had 50% women and men on for a couple of months, he started to talk about this approach to other teams within the BBC. So it started with one team in 2017. And 2 years later today, the BBC has over 500 teams participating. And they just released a set of fascinating results which showed that in the beginning when teams join, about a quarter of shows have 50-50 women and men on air. Once they start the 50-50 program, start counting, and start tallying their numbers, keeping track of their members on a weekly and monthly basis, it goes up from one quarter to three quarters of teams who are now regularly reaching 50-50 contributors on air. So the improvement is dramatic.
Now, there are people who will criticize this and say that, you know, you're trying to create a certain image. But, I mean, the bottom line is if I need an expert in psychology to talk to us this afternoon, we'll go into a Rolodex or we'll search online and find lots of names. And a lot of those names will be male.
Yeah. That's some of the pushback that they received, actually, within the BBC was, well, is it important to put the best person on air? Yes, it is. Absolutely. And in fact, that was a golden rule for the 50-50 project, as they said from the very beginning, no matter what, the best contributor, the best reporter, the best expert always goes on air. But what tends to happen is the news is a very hectic business. So you have, as you said, Rebecca, your Rolodex of people that you keep tapping over and over again. Every time there's a story about aviation, well, you know, James is our aviation guy, so let's just call James. But the reality is that in addition to James, there's probably a lot of other people who have expertise in the aviation industry who could provide interesting and different perspectives, very expert perspectives. And that's one of the big benefits that within the BBC they've seen from the project is they've been really able to diversify the pool of experts that they tap for various different kinds of stories. And again, audiences have noticed because they enjoy hearing from a diverse set of voices as well.
Yeah, it just means we need to work a little harder. Instead of going to the usual sources, we have to spend some time when we're not in the heat of the moment and develop more people who can talk to us.
That's exactly right.
Thanks for talking to us. We do appreciate it. That's Siri Chalazi. She is with Women and Public Policy Program at the Harvard Kennedy School.